Okay, so we're on Daf Nun Hey today. Okay, so 5a, a few lines from the bottom. So the Gemara had mentioned the Braisa yesterday, and we mentioned about the Shir that they would say in the Beis HaMikdash during Chol HaMoed. So each day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, there was a different perek in them they would say. But then if Shabbos would occur during Chol HaMoed, so the last one would get bumped off. In other words, the shear for the sixth day of Chol HaMoed, which is the seventh day of Sukkot, which is the shear for Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, is Yimotu Kolmos Dayaretz. So if Shabbos came out during one of the days of Chol HaMoed, everything got bumped up one day, and the last shear got bumped off totally. Everybody got that? Okay. Is that all right? Okay. Let's all focus, okay? So there was a shear, they said, every day in the Beis HaMikdash over the Korban Musaf. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, they said A, and on the second day of Chol HaMoed, they said B, and C, D, E, and F. Then the Gemara says that if Shabbos would occur on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, so on Shabbos, they have a different shear. So everything got bumped up one, and the shear for the last day got bumped off totally. Okay, that's what we said, okay? Okay, now let's keep moving further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, two lines above where it gets wide. So this is going to relate to the Gemara that I just mentioned. The Gemara says that we who are in Chutzla Arek, so we have Sveik and Yoma, we don't know which day is Yantiv. So when it comes to Musaf and Kriyas HaTorah, how do we work it? Which day do we have when we lay in Musaf and Kriyas HaTorah? In other words, if I have one day of Sukkot, in other words, the first day of Chol HaMoed, I don't know if it's the second day of Sukkot. I don't know if it's the third day of Sukkot, right? Is everybody with me tonight? All right? Okay, so that's the Sveika Dioma. So which psukim do I lay in Kriyas HaTorah, and which psukim do I mention in Musaf? We Ashkenazim say the psukim for the Korbanot and the Musaf of Chol HaMoed, okay? So which psukim do I say? So the Gemara has a machloket between Abai and Rava. So the Gemara is initially going to take it that the two choices are either A, I would mention on day three, which would be the first 2 days Yantiv I'm doing. So on Yantiv, I'm not going to say Uba Yom Hasheni. In other words, the first day Yantiv is Uba Chamishasar Yom, the 15th day of Tishrei. The second day is Uba Yom Hasheni. So on the first 2 days Yantiv, I'm not going to say Uba Yom Hasheni because that undermines the Kedusha of the day. So that's a given. So the first 2 days I'm going to say Uba Chamishasar Leining for Yantiv. Now that's clear. Now, I'm up to the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara's choices are, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the Gemara does not anticipate initially doing it the way we do. We do both days. So the Gemara either thinks that we're going to lay on day three, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, we'll say Uba Yom HaShlishi, and then that's the way we'll go and leave out Uba Yom HaSheni totally. Or on day three, we'll say Uba Yom HaSheni, and then the seventh day we'll be out totally. Okay, those are the two choices the Gemara is going to anticipate. So the Gemara says, So Abai says, the second day gets knocked out. We're never going to say Uba Yom HaSheni. So the first day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to say Uba Yom HaShlishi, and then keep going. And then on Hoshana Rabbah, we'll be perfect with Uba Yom HaShvi'i. Rava Amar, Shvi'i Dache. Rava says, the last day is going to get bumped off. The last day will be history. So we're going to do Uba Yom HaSheni Shlishi, and then Shishi, and we'll never do by Yom HaShvi. That's what Rava says. So the Gemara now connects it to our Gemara, Tani Kabati the Rava. We learn a Braisa that supports Rava. Rava says, I'm going to go everything as usual, and the one that's going to get bumped off is the last one on the line. So Tani Kabati the Rava, in Chal Shabbat Yopechad Mehen, Yimotu Yidache. So he said, this was the Braisa that we just mentioned, that if I have a Shir Shal Yom, then I have Shabbos in the middle of Chol HaMoed, the last one gets bumped off. In other words, the last Shir Shal Yom will be out the door. So that's similar to what Rava says. The last one gets out the door. So then the Gemara says, Itkin Amemar B'nei Hada the Medalge Diluge. Amemar established B'nei Hada the Medalge Diluge. Now Rashi means we're going to skip and go back. It means Daleg means to skip, but we're skip and go back. And Rashi brings down, like the Gemara learns in the Masechet Megillah, which is coming up in Daf Yomi, on the laying of Rosh Chodesh. There's a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. How do we lay in the psukim on Rosh Chodesh? Because there's not enough psukim to fit in all the aliyahs. So Rav Amar Doleg, and Shmuel says Poseg, right? Remember, Rav says I'm going to repeat a pasuk. I'm going to repeat Amar Talehem. And Shmuel says, I'm going to divide the pasuk in two. But the point is that Rav says, doleg means we're going to lane it once, and I'm going to go back and say it again. That's doleg. So here too, a memor is saying, the medalge di lugay. So a memor is saying, we're going to do it the way we are used to doing it in our musaf. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to say, Ubayom HaSheni, Ubayom HaShlishi. And the second day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to say, Ubayom HaShlishi, Ubayom HaRavi. In other words, we're going to say one day, the day that it is that we know based on the Luach, and then go back a day as well. You understand? Everybody got it? Okay. So that's really like what the way we have it. Let me see if there's anything with Rashi that I'll add on here. Okay. Then, and that's the same thing with the Kriya Satorah as well. Let me just one thing I want to point out with Rashi. Rashi goes up with the laning at the end. The fourth line from the bottom in the Gemara, in the Rashi. The four lines from the bottom in the Rashi. The third word in the line is v'chihechi. V'chihechi d'ikin ha-meymar l'nin tfila avdin ha-namin l'nin korei ha-torah. So just like he says for tfila, so too we're going to do by kriyas ha-torah. Sha-ravi'i ha-korei shuhu, he says, nitosaf v'chol shamoed yoter mishar yamim. So on Chol HaMoed we have four aliyahs. So the fourth aliyah, which is the one which is coming for the day, in other words, every day we always lay in three aliyahs. So now we're laying four aliyahs. So the fourth aliyah, this is the one that's nikar, that is for the day. So in the fourth aliyah, I'm going to lay in the Sveika Diyoma. So if it's the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, I'm going to lay in the fourth aliyah by Yom HaSheni, by Yom HaShlishi. He says, Kamosha Shlich Sibur Omran. Just like in the tefillah, we'll say it. Bim Shabbat hu koran hamaftir, b'hashloshish koran tchila, ema pinam al kriyatam. The first aliyah is, I don't care so much what we're going to lane, Rashi says. Yikru mashirtsu, they could lane whichever days they want. U'mikomakom kachayu noagin rabotai, but my rebbeim, this is the way they did it. Shnei rishonim korim shnaim sveiki ayom, that the first two aliyahs read the sveik at the yoma. In other words, the first aliyah would be Yubayom HaSheni. The second aliyah would be by Mashlishi. The third aliyah would be by Yom Ravi. Bahashlishi b'parshat Yom Macharat, the next day, which is Yom Ravi. Shein b'sveikar Yom Klal. Baharavi chozer b'korei mashkuru shnayim marishonim. And the fourth aliyah goes back and repeats the sveikar Yoma. Okay, so that's the way Rashi says for Kriyas HaTorah. Now, somebody's mentioned to me that Sephardim don't read the Psukim in Musaf, right? Is that correct? All right, but it's interesting. At least that the way Rashi learns the sugya, that's what it's called for. But I assume that Sephardim has learned that it's just talking about Kriyas HaTorah. All right, I'm moving on. Any questions, comments, thoughts? What's up?
Israel, they read these. They don't say the Shir Yom like we do, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right. But for Chol HaMoed Sukkot, yeah. They use them. Okay. Okay. The only thing is, like, the Gemara doesn't mention a Shir for Yantiv. So what do they lay on Yantiv? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's see further in the Gemara. What? I can't hear you scream. Did you want to? Who's this, Malka?
Yes, it's all the same. For all the Shalosh Regalim, we say the same paragraph and we don't differentiate between the days.
Sephardim, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, in other words, you're saying the same thing, that they don't say the psukim for the musaf in the musaf.
Okay. For each day.
I understand. And that's the only psukim that we got. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm moving on. So we're on Nun Ham and Beis, okay, in the Mishnah. Everybody mute themselves. Okay. So Manitin, Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, Hayusham. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about how the Mishmarot would divide the animals. So that we know there are 24 Mishmarot Kuna, 24 familial divisions of the Kohanim, and each Mishmar serves 1 week in the Beis HaMikdash, and then next Mishmar, and then again the next 24. So in a typical year, typically you'd serve 2 weeks. But then the Gemara learns that on Yantiv, they all participate in the Avodah on Yantiv. So now the Gemara is going to describe how the Korbanot are divided between the Mishmarot. So I got 24 Mishmarot, I got a lot of Kohanim, everybody's in Yerushalayim for the regel, and I have a lot of animals being offered for the korbanot tzibur, so we have to figure it out. So manitin, yom tov arishon shel chag, ayusham shloshasar parim, ilim shnayim u'seir echad. So on the first day of Yantiv, the korban musaf consists of 13 parim, 13 bulls, 2 elim, 2 rams, and 1 seir. The seir is a chatat. So that comes out to 16 animals, right? 16 animals. So the 16 animals are going to be divided up to the first 16 Mishmarot. In other words, Mishmar 1 through 16, each one gets one animal, all right? That leaves me with eight Mishmarot left over, okay? So Nishtairu Sham Arba'asar Kvasim L'shmona Mishmarot. So I have now, I also bring 14 sheep. So I'm left over with 14 sheep for eight Mishmarot, for eight Mishmarot. So by Yom Rishon, Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. So on the first day, six Mishmarot will each offer two sheep. I have eight Mishmarot left over. So the first six of those will bring two sheep each. That's 12. Bahashar and Chadachad. And the remaining two Mishmarot will each bring one sheep. Everybody got it? Okay. So it means every Mishmar has got at least one animal, and some Mishmarot got two sheep. Okay? Bashani, now day two. So the Parim keep going down day by day. So the first day, there were 13 Parim. All the other animals stay the same. So the second day, there's only 12 Parim. So instead of having 16 animals in the first group, I'm going to have 15 animals in the first group on the second day, right? So he says, and then I'm going to have nine. Please, you really need to mute yourselves 1 second. All right. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, B'sheni, Chamisha Makrivim. So on the second day, I have nine Mishmarot that got bumped off. In other words, I only needed 15 Mishmarot for the Parim, the Elim, and the Seir. 15 Mishmarot. And there are 24 Mishmarot. So I have nine Mishmarot left over for the 14 sheep. Right? So he says, B'sheni, Chamisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. So the second day, five Mishmarot will each offer two sheep. That's I'm up to 10 sheep. And now I have four Mishmarot left over. Bashar Echad Echad. And then the remaining four Mishmarot will each bring one sheep, which is the way it works out. Okay, now we're up to Bashlishi, day three of Sukkot. So now I'm up to 14, right? So the Parim, I'm going to have 11 Parim and then two Elim and one Seir. So it's 14. So I only have 14 in the first group. So 14 in the first group and 10 in the second group. So Bashlishi with the sheep, I have 14 sheep and I have 10 Mishmarot to divide the 14 sheep. So Arba Amak Ravin Shnayim Shnayim. So four groups are each going to bring two sheep. That's up to eight sheep. Bahashar Echad Echad. So I have 14 sheep and
six more.
We took eight of them. So I have six left over. So that'll be the sort of, we have 10 Mishmarot left over. So the four and the six, it works. Okay. All right. Let me keep moving. We're on line eight on Nun Hamid Beis. Okay. So Baravi on the fourth day. So again, I think we're down to, 10 Parim. So 10 Parim, two Elim and one Seir. So that's 13. So I have 13 in the first group and 11 in the second group. So Baravi, Shlosha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. So we said I have 10 in the first, I have how many in the first group? I have 10 bulls, right? But I have 13, right? So 13 out of 24, so I have 11 Mishmarot left over. So he says, Baravi'ing, so I have 11 Mishmarot with 14 sheep. So he says, Baravi'ing, Shoshamak Ravim Shnayim Shnayim. So three Mishmarot will each offer two sheep, that's six sheep. And then I need a piece of paper here with this. It says Beravi Shoshamakrim Shnaim Shnaim. So I had 11 and I had 13, right? So 13 and 3. So I have 8 left over. So 8 Mishmarot left over, and I have 6 out of the 6 out of 14. So I have 8 Mishmarot left over and 8 sheep left over. Bashar echad echad, and then the rest do each one sheep. Okay, b'chamishi on day five. So how many parim are we up to now? On
nine.
Okay, so I have in the first group I've got 12, right? Because I have two elim once a year and nine parim. So there's 12 in the first group and 12 in the second group. So the second group I have 12 and I have 14 sheep. Makrivim shnayim shnayim. So two of the groups are going to bring two sheep. That's four. Bashar echad echad. And the rest will remain each one. Okay, bashishi echad makriv shnayim, bashar echad echad. Anyway, you get the idea. On the sixth day, so one will bring two sheep, the rest one. Bashvi kulan shavim. On the seventh day, everybody's equal with the sheep. Because on the seventh day, you're going to have 14 groups with 14 sheep. Bashmini, and I'll go back over this. I want to say some points. Bashmini, chazru the pious kivirgalim. On Shmini Atzeret, they went back to lottery like they would normally do by a regel. We'll see in a minute. Amru, mishikri parimayom, loyakriv lamachar, elachozrin chalila. They said somebody who's brought parim today should not offer parim the next day. We're going back. Or let me just explain again with these lines in the Mishnah. Okay, the idea is that we have the number of animals that are brought on the regel, and the parim we want to divide it as equally as we can between the mishmarot. So let's go back. So on day one, I have 24 mishmarot. On day one, I'm going to offer 13 parim. Right, you're looking really perplexed there, Fern. So I've got 13 parim I'm bringing on day one, and I have 24 mishmarot. Nobody's walking out without an animal, but I have 13 parim and 24 mishmarot. The next day, we're going to begin. So mishmar 1 through 13 brought parim on day one. On day two, I'm going to begin with mishmar 14, right? And so I'm going to go that now we're going to begin on day two. We're going to do mishmar 14 through mishmar 24. And on day two is the only case it won't be enough, because mishmar 14 through mishmar 24 will only equal, I don't know, there's one short with it apparently comes out to 11, and I need 12. So we're going to take Yehoyarib as the first mishmar. So Yehoyarib is going to get two parim 2 days in a row. Other than that, nobody's bringing parim more than 2 days in a row. So we're going to keep going through the parim. This we did earlier in the Masechta. And at the end of Sukkot, it'll come out that each mishmar gets three parim. And then two of the mishmarot only got two parim. That'll be the way it comes out. But then we divided up the other animals as well. And we plug that in, and then according to this chart. So the way it works out, it's not perfect, but everybody ends up more or less with a approximately equal amount of animals that they bring. That's the way it works out with the chart. Okay? So, say again what? Yeah, with the parim, 70 in total. So 70 parim, and then Shmini Atzeret is one par. So for Shmini Atzeret, we're not going to continue on with the cycle that we had. In other words, we're going to start, we'll see, it's a machlok in the Gemara. On Shmini Atzeret, we're going to take a new pious. In other words, the way we're starting off, The way there's different ways of learning the sugya, but the way I'm explaining it, which is the way I think Rashi learns, we're going to begin the families the way they're listed in Divrei Yamim. Divrei Yamim listed 24 families. So we're going to begin from family number one is Yehoyariv, and then go down the 24 Mishmarot, and then keep going and going and going. And at the end, two Mishmarot will only have brought two Parim. All the Mishmarot would have brought three Parim, but two Mishmarot will be the last two Mishmarot will only have brought two Parim. So then on Shmini Atzeret, I would have thought, let's continue on with the ones that were shortchanged, so to speak, but I'm beginning a new pious, a new lottery on Shmini Atzeret. Okay? Okay, and again, the idea is that generally no mishmar brings parim more than one day in a row. In other words, if you brought par today, you're not going to bring a par tomorrow, except for that first day, with the second day for Yehoyariv. Okay? All right, let me do the Gemara, last narrow line on Nun Hei Amid Beis. Everybody with me? So the Gemara says, "Name a manit and Rebbe he below Rabbanan." Should we say that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rebbe and not the Chachamim? The Tanya, because we learn in the Brisa, "Par haba b'shmini b'tchila mafaisin lav the Rebbe," that the Brisa says that the par that's brought on Shmini Atzeret, I have a new pious for Shmini Atzeret. So that sounds like that's Rebbe. He says, "V'chachamim omrim achat mishtei mishmarot delo shilshu b'parim oseh oto." The Chachamim say that on Shmini Atzeret, we're going to give it to one of the two Mishmarot that didn't get it during the first 7 days of Sukkot. You got that? All right, let's go over again. Okay, again, we have, again, on Sukkot, we have 70 Parim. We have 24 Mishmarot. 70 divided by 24 is three, except two don't get it. So two Mishmarot are left out. They only brought two Parim. So what do we do on Shemini Atzeret? So the Mishnah says we're going to do a new pious, a new lottery, and any Mishmar can get it. And then the next Mishmar will get the next one. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says our Mishnah apparently is like Rebbe, not the Chachamim, because that's what Rebbe says to do. The Chachamim say that on Shemini Atzeret, one of the two that got shortchanged is going to get it. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, name of money thing Rebbe Hibla Rabbana, the Tanya Parabar, Bashmini, Bathilim Fais, and Love the Rebbe, Bachamim Omri, Machat Mishne Mishmarot, below Shilshu Baparim, Oseoto. Let me say that one of the Mishmarot that didn't get three Parim will have it. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbana, you can even say that our Mishnah is, you know, consistent with the Sheet of the Chachamim. Akushne Mishmarot, Lo Afluse. In other words, what about those two Mishmarot? Don't they have to have a pious? In other words, the first way is saying, I'm going to do a lottery with all the 24 Mishmarot. But the Chachamim have two Mishmarot, but of those two Mishmarot, they're going to do a pious to see which one gets it. So we could say our Mishnah is consistent with the Sheet of the Chachamim as well. He says, Lo Afuse Boy, don't they have to make a pious? Now, the Gemara says, Kamana Azla Hadatanya, according to whom does the following Brisa go? It says, Kol HaMishmarot Shonot U'Mishal Shot. All the Mishmarot, they bring two bulls, U'Mishal Shot. And then they bring three bulls, Chutz Mishnei Mishmarot, Shonot V'Ein Mishal Shot. Except for two Mishmarot that have two and not three. So he says, name a Rebbe below Rabbanan. Should we say that that Brisa is consistent with Rebbe and not the Chachamim? Because the Chachamim, we said that it's going to come out that one Mishmar will have two, because the other Mishmar will have, so 23 will have three. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbanan. You could even say that that Brisa is consistent with the Sheet of the Chachamim. My Lo Shilshu, the Pariyafag. What does it mean they didn't have three? It means in the Parim that are brought during Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret is a different regal. And we learned it was Pasir Kajab, the Gemara says, and it's regal B'Fnei Atzmo. So within the Pariyafag, so everybody agrees that 22 of the Mishmarot get three Parim, and two of the Mishmarot get two. Umay Kamash Malan. So what would the Tana of the Brisa be teaching me if that's the case? He says, Ha Kamash Malan, Mishakriv Parimayom, Loyakriv Umachar, Elachosrin Chalila. The Tana is teaching me that if that anyone who brought a par today doesn't bring it the next day, they go back. They keep going. In other words, they keep going back.
The first 2 days, right? The first 2 days.
The first 7 days, they keep going back through the cycle for the Mishmarot, for the Parim. That's what he's teaching me. Okay? Now, Amar Blazar, now we have a famous lines of the Gemara, I'm sure you all remember. Rashi brings it down. Chumash. Amar Blazar, Hani Shivim Parim Kineged Me. What do the 70 Parim correspond to? So each day of Sukkot, so the first day of Sukkot, we begin with 13 parim. Then we go 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. And I think we get to 7, right? Okay, so 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, right? So we go from 13 parim to 7 parim. So if you add it all up, it adds up to 70. So what do they correspond to? Hani shivim parim kenegani, kenegan shivim umos. They correspond to the 70 nations of the world. And those are mentioned in Parshas Noach, right? He says, Par Yechidi Lama, what's the Par Yechidi on Shmini Atzeret? There's a single par. He says, Keneged Uma Yechida. That corresponds to like the singular nation, meaning the Jewish people. They're in a category all by themselves. Mashallah Melech Basar Vadam, Shamar Lavadam Asubi Suda Gedola. It's like an immortal king who said to his servants, make me a big banquet. He says, Liyom Afron, Amar Lavo Asili Suda Ketana Kedisha Nemucha. The last day he says to his friend that he loves, make me a small dinner so that I can enjoy the pleasure of your company. So in the same way, all the parim, that's the big banquet for the goyim. And then on Shmini Atzeret, it's just one par that's like a small suda for Klal Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Oy lahem la'ovdei kochavim sha'avdu v'in yodin ma sha'avdu. Rabbi Yochanan says, woe to the Gentiles. They've lost and they don't know what they've lost. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Mizbeach was mechaper even for the non-Jews. He says, Vashami mechaper leihem. Now they have also lost this kapara. Now let's just see for a second. One second. Yeah, so if you look in the Rashi, around the 12th very wide line in Rashi, Shivim Parim, Pariachach Shivim Heim, that there are 70 parim during the Chag, chutz mishal shmini, except the eighth day, kineged shivim umot, l'chaperli hem, shirdu gishamim b'chol ha'olam, so that rain should come down in the whole world, mean appropriately. L'fishanin donim b'chag alamayim, because on the Chag, the world is judged for the amount of water that it gets. Okay? All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right. The only thing is that the implication is that the Parei Chag are mitmatzin meholkin. In other words, they're heading downhill. In other words, you start off with a lot, you go down, and it says. And anyway, but okay. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? You good, Robert? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to the next Mishnah. Okay. All right. So Anitin, b'shlosha prakim b'shana hayu kol mishmerot shavod be'imurei haragalim uvechiluk lechem apanim. The three times during the year, it means during the three regalim, it's like all the mishmarot are serving in the Beis HaMikdash on a regal. It's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So you're a Kohen, everybody's working in the Beis HaMikdash that day. He says, but with respect to Emurei HaRegalim, now Emurim normally means those portions that are burnt on the Mizbeach, is what Emurim normally means. And Emurim does come from Amar, in other words, the designated portions that are burnt. Here, the Gemara is going to explain, it refers to the designated portion of the korbanot that people are bringing, like the Shalmei Chagiga, and they'll be able to split the Emurei Regalim. In other words, like there are pieces of meat that the Kohanim get, and they get the hides, the animals. So during the Regel, all the Mishmarot are servicing all of Klai Yisrael. They have to bring Olot Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga. It's like a very, I don't want to say big business time, but it's a very, very active time for the Beis HaMikdash. So all the Mishmarot are working, and they're all splitting the portions that the Kohanim get. And they also split a V'chiluk Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim is the showbread, they say in English, like the 12 loaves, their matzahs that were on the Shulchan each week, and they're changed on Shabbos. So normally it's divided between the Mishmar that comes in and the Mishmar that's Yotze. You have an incoming Mishmar and an exiting Mishmar. But during the Regel, the 12 and the loaves were divided between the incoming Mishmar and the outgoing Mishmar. So one opinion is 6 and 6, the other is 5 and 7. But on the Regel, they're going to be divided between all the Mishmarot. We'll discuss exactly how that works, okay? Now, Ba'atzeret, now means, now the Atzeret is the Lashon's Chazal name for Shavuos. So on Shavuos, and now it's talking about a Shavuos that coincides with Shabbos. So I have Shavuos and Shabbos. So I have, now on Shavuos, I bring the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is Chametz. And I'm also dividing Lechem upon him. So I have Chametz and I have Matzah to divide up, right? Shtei Alechem is the two loaves of bread that were all offered with the Shalmei Tzibur. And I have also the Lechem upon him. Batzeret, Omer Lo, Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. That the Kohen would say to the Kohenim who are picking up, to each Kohen, he would say, have a piece of matzah, have a piece of chametz. I was bothered by how much they knew all the Mishmarot, and they all wanted a piece of the lechem upon him and a piece of the shtekel lechem. How much could they get? I said this to Rav Schechter today. He, I don't know. He said it was a good question. I don't know. It sounds like they only get like a couple of crumbs. That's the way it sounds like. That's right.
Same thing. You
what?
A small piece and then you supplement
the other. All right. Anyway, so he says with the same thing as the man you said.
No, afikoman.
Afikoman. Afikoman. Okay. All right. But he has nothing to supplement it with. I mean, other food you'll have. But okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says. So the Helak Matz Bechelak comments. Mishmar Shizmano Kavua, but there is a mishmar that's assigned for the week of the regel. In other words, if it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, so on the Luach, there's a mishmar that's assigned for that week. So it says, Humakrib Tamidim. So that mishmar, the Yontif Korbano, that's for everybody. In other words, the Yontif Korbano, the people are bringing their own Olot Re'iya and Shalmei Chagiga, they're going to divide it up. And the Musaf, they also divide it up. But with the Korban Tamid, the Tamid Shashakar and Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, that's the regular mishmar. Nidarim u'nidavot u'shar korbanot tzibur. And in addition to which, private nidarim and nidavot, they also get it. In other words, the only thing that everybody else shares are the things that are unique for the yantiv. If it's not unique for the yantiv, you're not sharing it. He says, u'makriv et akol. Now, u'shar korbanot tzibur, u'makriv et akol, the Gemara is going to explain what that refers to. Shar korbanot tzibur the Gemara is going to explain, and we'll get to it hopefully today, is going to be the parlin davar shel tzibur in Siri Avodah Kochavim. If the tzibur, you know, did an aveira based on the ruling of the Beis Din, and they have to bring a parlin davar shel tzibur, or based on a ruling of the Beis Din, they ended up worshiping Avodah Zarah, the special korban to bring. So that's for the mishmar that's assigned there. And then it says, the last phrase in the Mishnah is, is going to, if it, like sometimes there's downtime on the Mizbeach, and then we take like voluntary olot, you know, from the Pushka. So that's also for the Mishnah that's Kavua. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah? Okay. Let's keep moving. Now,
I mean, the matzah that they had was not fatal, right? It had a volume from
the Rebbe. So remember the Gemara Menachot, where the Gemara Menachot, but there's two opinions. Either it's shaped like a boat or it's shaped like a cube that comes up. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Emuri haregalim shel gavon." And the Gemara says, "How are you going to divide up emuri regalim?" That's like the Gemara assumes emurim are burnt on the mizbeach. Amar Rav Chista, Masha Amur beregalim. So Rav Chista says here the word emuri is not used in the typical sense, but it means that which is designated for the regalim. And there was the korban oath that people have to bring, which I explained already. But both, basically, emurim are coming from the word amar, either way, but that's the way it's going. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, minayin shekola mishmarot shavot, the emuri regaha regalim. Where do we know in the Torah, where does the Torah teach me that all the mishmarot get to share the emuri haregalim? And again, we went through, it's like, in other words, it's shamei chagiga. You get the chazay v'shok. The chazay is the breast, and the shok is the right rear portion. It's a big piece of meat, and then you have the olot. You get the hides, and then you have anyway. So where do we know that everybody gets to share all those things? So he says, "Tamen lomar uva b'chol avot nafsho b'sheret." So this is a pasuk in Parshat Shoftim, which we just had 2 weeks ago in our laning, and it says, "V'chi avoa levi me'achad sherechel kol Yisrael asher hu bashama." And then it says, the next pasuk says, v'sheret b'shem Hashem alukav, I think. So here, even though it says uva ha-levi, so Rashi brings down 24 places in Tanakh, Kohanim are called Levim. Every Kohen is a Levi, but Kohanim are specifically called Levim. So here, when the Torah says uva ha-levi, it means the Kohen. The Kohen will come. So the Peshuto Shel Mikra is that if a Kohen, anytime he wants to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and he wants to do his own avoda, he could do it. In other words, a kohen has rights. That's a simple shot in the pasuk. But the Gemara darshens it out more that all the mishmarot get to serve on the yantiv. He says, "Uva b'chol avot nafsho b'sheret yichol af b'shar yimon hashana kein." So I might have thought even other times of the year they can all come and serve and split. Tamad lomar me'achad sha'arecha, from one of your gates. Lo amar ki l'mshasha kol yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad. Sharachai means like everybody's entering one city. In other words, one gate. It means like one city. When all of Klal Yisrael is coming to Yerushalayim, then they can all serve, okay, and split. Now, uvechiluk lechem hapanim v'chulei, we said that all the mishmarot will divide the lechem hapanim during the regel, and we said they would also divide the chiluk lechem hapanim. So the Gemara says, where do we know that all the mishmarot get to divide lechem apanim? So the korban we did already. Where do we know lechem apanim? Taman lomar, top line and bavim aleph, chelak kechelak yochelu. It says lebavim karav alavot. That's right near the other pesukim that we quoted a few lines ago. Chelak kechelak yochelu. Each portion they'll eat lebavim karav alavot. Kechelak avodah, kachelak achila. Like just like they had a chelak in the avoda, so too they get a chelek in the eating. So umaya achila, what eating is it talking about? Ilema korbanot, if it says chelek chelek, so like they have a chelek in the avoda and a chelek in the eating. So chelek in the avoda, they're serving in the base of mikdash. Then a chelek in the achila, I would think that you'd eat the korbanot. But the Gemara says, mehatam nafta, I know that from a different pasuk. It says, lakoena makrivota lo tiyam. The pasuk says, that if the Kohen is involved with the korbanot, he gets to divide it. So I don't need a pasuk to teach me that they're going to eat from the korbanot. No, the lechem upon him. Rather, it's referring to the part that they can eat the lechem upon him. The avoda for the lechem upon him, it was done last week. In other words, when you pick up lechem upon him, well, the avoda done the previous week. He says, yechol af b'chobor ha-ba'ot shlom af on a regel. The regel, I might have thought that obligatory offerings that are brought on the regel but not because of the regal, it's just the deadline is approaching or whatever, where they want to just fulfill their obligation, they would also divide it. Tamid lomar levadim karav al ha'avot. In other words, it's the way the Gemara is darshing, like only that which the forebears exchanged. In other words, they worked out. Mamachru avot zelazeh, what did the forebears work out, turns for one another? Ani b'shabati v'yata b'shabatka. In other words, you get your week and I get my week. So levadim karav al ha'avot, I didn't explain right. I didn't say right. Levadim karav, not. It means chutz. Rashi says chutz mashmak levod. In other words, except what the avod had exchanged. So it means by consensus, the Kohanim agreed that there are 24 mishmarot. By consensus, they agree that every week a different mishmar works. So on the yontiv, so things that relate to the yontiv, I'm a Kohen, I get to work, I get to split the food, and I get to lechem upon him. But other chovot that are being brought in the base of Mikdash, that's a different category. Chutz mim karav al avod. Besides what the forebears, the earlier generations had worked out, that's in a different parsha altogether. Okay? Everybody good? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything you did so far? So again, so the Gemara says that the Mishmarot, each Mishmar was divided into six Batei Avot. So look, there are 24 Mishmarot. Each Mishmar is in turn divided into six family groups. So each family group worked one day of the week. So my family might work Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. On Shabbos, they would all work. Okay? Okay, let's see. For any other questions? Okay, let's keep moving. All right, now, I thought I had so much time. I see this is taking longer. Okay, let's see further. Now, on line six. All right. So we said, if it's Shabbos and Shavuos, so then I have lechem upon him to divide, and I have shtei lechem, the chametz and the matzah to divide up. And the Mishnah says that the Kohen who is dividing it up is going to say, Helech matzah, helech chametz. Here is the matzah, which is lechem upon him, and here's the chametz, which is shtei lechem. And that's unusual. The chametz is not offered too frequently in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is one of the times when it's offered. It comes up in the Korban Torah and it comes up here. I don't know where else it comes up. Okay, let's take it back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says about Seder Mano Helech Kuli. Now the Gemara is going to bring a different machloket in, subject to connection with our Mishnah. So we're going to do to like a different ballpark and then bring it in. So he says, Itmar, Rav Amar Sukkah v'Charkach Zman, Rav Bar Barachana Amar Zman v'Charkach Sukkah. This is a machloket between Rav and Rav Bar Barachana. When I enter the Sukkah on Sukkot, it's the night of Sukkot, and I'm going to make a bracha on the Sukkah, and I'm going to make the bracha Shechianu. Which bracha do I make first? Which bracha do I make second? Now, the Gemara learned earlier that when you're building the sukkah, the Gemara learned that you could technically make the bracha shefiyana then. The Gemara is telling you he didn't make the bracha then, he's making it now. So Amarav, so Rav Amar sukkah b'charkazman. Rav says make leishay b'sukkah then shefiyanu. Rav Amar Amar zman b'charkazman. He says shefiyanu then leishay b'sukkah. Rav Amar sukkah b'charkazman. Rav says we're going to do sukkah and then shefiyanu. Chiyuv b'diyoma adif. That the chiyuv that's unique for today, today's Sukkot. So Leishay Basukah, that's pretty clearly relates to today. Shechianu doesn't so clearly relate to today. Shechianu is a bracha that said you're all during the year, a lot of different occasions. So Yuvat Yoma is Adit. That's the way Rav holds. Rabba Bar Barachana Amar Zman V'Charcha Sukkah. Rabba Barachana says it makes sense to do Zman first, then Sukkah. Tadir Vishnu Tadir Tadir Kodem. That Tadir, Shechianu is said frequently during the year. And that's Tadir. So Tadir, Mishnah, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. We're going to go with the Tadir, which is Shechianu. So again, so remember that each have a Svara, but Rabba Bar Bachana, who's Shechianu, and then Leishay Basukah is going with Tadir. So now, that's the machlok between Rab and Rabba Bar Bachana. Lema Rab, Rabba Bar Bachana, but plukt beisham ved hilak mifti. Now the Gemara says, should we say this machloket about whether I say Leishay Basukah and then Shechianu, or Shechianu and then Leishay Basukah, links up or matches up with a different machloket, which we had in the second brachot, the first white line. Itan Rabbanan, Dvarim Shvein Beisham Vehilah Basuda. So the Braisa, remember there's a Braisa and a Mishnah, but in other words, the differences between Beisham Vehilah, the brachot that they make in the Suda. We went through it when we did brachot, or you had it when brachot. Beisham Rim, Mabarech Al Yom, Mabarech Mabarech Al Yayin. Beisham holds that on a Friday night, you make the bracha Ashrei Kedshanu, and then the Kaddish Shabbos, and then you make the bracha Borei Pri Hagafen. Not the way we do it, obviously, but that's the way Beit Shammai holds. Beit Hillel Omrim, Mevarech Al Yayin, V'Charkach Mevarech Al Yom. Beit Hillel says, no, you make the bracha Borei Pri Hagafen, and then you do Kedush Zayom. So now the Gemara explains each one. Beishamay omri mevarach al yom acharkach mevarach al yayin. Beishamay says you make the barach on the day, and then the yayin shayom gorim yayin sheyavo. That, but for this day, I would not have wine before the suda. In other words, eating wine, drinking wine before amotzi is very unusual. At least bezman chazal it was very unusual. So the only reason I'm having the wine before the suda is because today is Shabbos or whatever the yom is. So therefore, it makes sense that I'm going to make the bracha on the yom and then the wine because the day is what's causing the wine to come down. Then that's reason one. Reason two, the kvar kiddush yom v'adayin yom laba. In addition to which, that chronologically the day nightfall comes and the kedusha of the day descends and then the wine is brought out. So it makes sense that our bracha should mirror what is taking place chronologically. Okay, so again, Beit Shammai has two reasons. One is that the Yom is Gorim L'Yayim Shevo, and then the other is Kiddush Yom Adayin L'Ba. Behil Omrim, Behil says, Mevarech Al Yayim, V'Charchach Mevarech Al Yom. Behil says, you make the brach on the wine first, then you make the brach on the Yom. Shayayin Gorim L'Kiddush Shteyamer. He says, Behil holds, the wine is a sign of Kwanon for a Kiddush. If I don't have the wine, I'm out of gas. That means I can make Kiddush on bread, but if I don't have that Birchas and Enin, I can't make Kiddush. So therefore, it makes sense that the wine should come first. And Beit Hill also has a second reason. The Baracher, Bir Kadayayin Tadira, Bir Kadayom Eda Tadira. Tadir Vishno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Bir Kadayayin is more Tadir. I make the Bir Kadayayin in a lot of different situations, like under a chuppah, at a bris, and so forth. So now, the key here is to focus on Tadir Vishno Tadir. So in the earlier machloket about sukkah and zman, so Rav wasn't the one who had the shita with tadir v'shino tadir. Rav Barachana said zman v'achar sukkah because tadir v'shino tadir. So he says so. Rav is not going to hold like that second shita. So lema Rav the Amar Kibet Shammai. Should we say Rav who says that you make the bracha of sukkah and then zman? He'll link up with Beit Shammai because Beit Shammai doesn't say anything about tadir v'shino tadir. Rav had said that we're going to give primacy to the chiyuv d'yoma, you know, was the chiyuv of the day, which is sukkah. And Beit Shammai is also, I'm going to make the bracha on the yom first, and then I'm going to make the bracha b'ri pri gafen. So we think that Rav links up with Beit Shammai, which is not what you want to be if you're in Amora, because Allah is always like Beit Hillel. But we think Rav is linking up with Beit Shammai. The Rabbah Bar Rakhana, the Amar Beit Hillel, Rabbah Bar Rakhana said, Tadir Vishnu Tadir, so Shekhianu first. And then we're going to do Leshaba Sukkah. So he's going to link up with Beit Hillel, who says that you're going to make the bracha on the Yayin and then on the Birchas Yom. Okay, so and again, we still haven't connected up to our Mishnah, but that's coming up. So Amalak Rav, Rav would say to you, Anada Amri Yafil Beit Hillel, my Shita about Sukkah, about Harkak Zman, is also compatible with Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel says Tadir Vishno Tadir, and I'm not doing Tadir first, but my opinion is still compatible with them. How? Ad kan lo kori Beit Hillel hatam, el shayayin gorim l'kiddush shteyamer. He says, over there, you're right, Beit Hillel says Tadir Vishno Tadir, but that's not their only svara. They say that the yayin is a sign of kwanan for Kiddush. In other words, if I don't have the wine, I can't recite Kiddush. He says, abal hacha ilav zman milor minan sukkah. Even in the case here by Sukkot, if I don't make the Zman, let's say I made the bracha before Sukkot, or I'm sitting in the Sukkah on Chol HaMoed, so I'm going to make Leishei B'Sukkah without the Zman. So Leishei B'Sukkah is a bracha that could stand by itself. It doesn't require the Zman. So Mela, maybe Ben Hillel would agree with me, even though they're mentioning, right, Tadir Vishno Tadir, but the second leg of their argument would have no application here. So Rav says, I could be like Yidushita, I could be like Beit Hillel, I could be like Beit Shammai. Rabbah Bar Rakhana Amarlah, Rabbah Bar Rakhana would say to you, Anad Da'amri Yafil Beit Shammai. I, Rabbah Bar Rakhana, I hold that you make Zman and then Sukkah. I could fit in even with Beit Shammai, who says that you can do the Yom first, you know, the Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then Bori Pri HaGafen. Even though I hold Tadir Mishno, even though I hold by Sukkah, Tadir Mishno Tadir. Ad kan lo amri Beit Shammai hatam, el shayom gorim liyayin sheyabo. Again, they're each referring to one of the arguments. One of Beit Shammai's arguments is that the yom is what's causing me to drink wine before the suda. Aval hacha, ilav sukkah, here, even if I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of yeshivat sukkah, milo minan zman. Can I recite zman even without the sukkah? I'm going to say zman for the day. So therefore, the two are not comparable. Now, okay, so we did this whole piece. Now, let's again, we're going to focus on Rav again. So Rav said, sukkah b'char chag zman, which is the way we hold. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question against Rav from our Mishnah, and then I'll pause and take some questions, okay? So Tanan, in our Mishnah here, in Masechet Sukkah that we just did a few minutes ago, ba'atzeret omer lo helech matzah helech chametz. On Shavuos, the Kohen would say to each of the other Kohenim, take a piece of matzah, take a piece of chametz. Matzah is from lechem apanim, and chametz is from the shtei lechem. Ba'achat chametz ikor matzah tafel. The chametz is really the ikar. In other words, if you're going about the ikar of the day, in other words, what did Rabbi Bar Bar Chana say? Rabbi said that chiyuvah diyoma is adit. That's what Rabbi Bar Chana said, that the mitzvah of the day gets primacy. Sukkah gets primacy over the Rabbi Bar Chana said zman v'achar kach sukkah, right? He said zman v'achar kach sukkah. So he says, but in the Mishnah it says helech matzah v'helech chametz. The chametz ikar matzah tafel. Here the chametz is the ikar, and the matzah is the tafel. In other words, the chametz is shtei lechem, and the matzah is secondary because the matzah is the lechem apanim. The katani helech matzah v'helech chametz. You have to derav. So Rav is all up to stuff. Let's go over again. Rav says sukkah b'char kach zman, right? That the chiyuv d'yoma of sukkah has primacy. Here, when he's giving out the food, he says, hey, lech matzah, take the lechem upon him first, and then take the shtei lechem. So I have two things to give out. One is the regular weekday lechem upon him, which is the matzah, and one is the korban, shtei lechem, which is unique to Shavuos. So Rav says, you know, by sukkah and zman, why sukkah first? Because chiyuv diyoma adin, something which is today, that gets first, that gets privacy. But here, by the lechem upon him, that's not the way the Kohen would direct the Kohenim to give it out to him. He would say, hey, lech matzah, here, take the matzah, and then take the chametz. The matzah is like the regular weekday lechem upon him. So that's not going well with Rav. He says, so to you have to the Rav. Amalek Rav, Rav would say to you, Tanoihi. It's really a machloka Tanoim. The Tanya, we learn the Braisa, hey, lech matzah, hey, lech chametz. The Braisa says that he would say, here's the matzah, here's the chametz. Abba Sha'ul Omer, Helech chametz, helech matzah. Abba Shul says, no. He would say, take the chametz and then take the matzah. So Rav would say, I agree with Abba Shaul. He must have said, helech chametz, helech matzah. Okay, let me just do three more lines and I'll pause. We'll take questions. We'll talk. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Pista, lo k'divrei Rav da'amar sukkah b'char kach zman. We're not going to follow Rav who says sukkah b'char kach zman. And zman b'char kach sukkah. We think shechiyana than sukkah. Rav Sheshet b'Reid Rav Yidi Amar Sukkah b'Achar Kach Zman Hilchta Sukkah b'Achar Kach Zman. The Gemara says Halacha is we make the bracha on Sukkah and then we make the bracha Shachianu. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? No questions.
I do. Okay. When you make the Shachianu,
right?
That's hooked into a certain mitzvah or a certain time or a certain time for doing the mitzvah, right?
Right.
Does it make sense to say a Shehechianu before the mitzvah, or does it make sense to say the mitzvah before the Shehechianu? In other words, what clicks off what?
Well, that's isn't that our sugya that we just did?
Right, but where are we with this? I got lost because there were three.
Yeah, the Gemara concluded
within a play within a play.
Okay. Here's a sugya. The Gemara concluded: you make the bracha of sukkah, and then you make Shehechianu, is what the Gemara said.
Right, because the bracha of sukkah has the Shehechianu making sense.
Wait, what's bothering you? What's bothering you?
Something is, and I'm not articulating it well. Can you ever think to make a Shehechianu before you do the mitzvah?
That's a discussion.
I mean. This was a sugya. We always make Shehechianu. In other words, like if I take lulav, I say alatil lulav, then I say Shehechianu.
Why? But, that's my question. Why?
Yeah. Well, here
this applies to every mitzvah. This sugya, I get that.
Right. It's so Rav said Chiyuba Diyoma Adif. Rav said that the mitzvah, the mitzvah, which is today's mitzvah, which is so closely today, that gets priority over Shechianu.
Because
Shechianu.
It's triggering off this man. Well, in other words, I'm not understanding the other side.
That's not exactly what he's saying, but you're saying a different argument. But he's saying that Chiyuba Diyoma Adif, that the that an obligation that's unique for today, that gets the primacy. You know, if I get a few minutes, let me get to the next Mishnah, and then maybe I'll say something from the Aleph Daf, and then maybe that will help a little bit. Okay, let me just get to the next Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara says, now back in the Gemara, Mishmar Shizmano Kavu Bechulei Ushar Korbanot Tzibur. Now I already told you, but the Gemara said that during the Yantiv you have regular Mishmarot, the regular shift changing. So the regular shift gets the Korban Tamid, and they get all the Nedarim and Nedavot that are being brought. And then it also gets, the Mishnah says, it says, Usha'ar Korbanot Tzibur, the other Korbanot Tzibur, Umakri B'Nakol, and he offers everything. So we don't know what those terms mean, though I told you already in the Mishnah, I gave you a heads up on it. So Mishmar Shazman of Kavu B'Chulei, Usha'ar Korbanot Tzibur, La Tuyemai. What is Sha'ar Korbanot Tzibur? La tuye parhalim davar shel tzibur siriya baruch kochavim. So it means if lu yatsur parhalim davar shel tzibur is if the Bez then makes an erroneous ruling, and they make a ruling concerning something that was a chiyuv karet that you're allowed to do, and they don't say the whole aveir is allowed, they say part of the aveir is allowed, and then most of the tzibur follows this erroneous ruling of the Bez then. Then, and under those circumstances, instead of everybody bringing a korban chatat, there's a parhalim davar shel tzibur. Or the other korban is sirei avodah kochavim. If the bezin makes an erroneous ruling that relates to avodah zara, and if most of the tzibur follows that erroneous ruling, then they bring the sirei avodah kochavim. So if lu yatsur that would occur, and then they have to bring the korban during the regel. So the regular mishmar is one that gets those korbanot. Okay. Yeah. Then v'hu makri v'akol. Then they said the regular mishmar brings everything. What does that come to include? Ketzamizbeach is, we don't want the Mizbeach to like be unoccupied without korbanot. And so let's look at Rashi, the last narrow line in Rashi. Ketzamizbeach, shehu batel, when the Mizbeach would otherwise be, nobody's bringing korbanot, all the korbanot tzibur are brought. He says, shekalta haktarat tamid, they brought the tamid. They may be neither in a daba. Nobody's bringing any nedarim in a daba. But you shofarot sham shem behemaot kol motarot ashrim ba'ashas v'chol makom. So they had pushkas for excess. V'chol makom shamru yirush ad shis tavubia v'chubia 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 v'chubia. And there are situations where, Rav said, you have to let the animal graze and then sell it, and then with the proceeds of bringing a daba, mechem olim olot the kesem is back. We bring olot. For Ketzam Mizbeach means like for the way he's understanding the dessert of Mizbeach. And here's a nice line to remember in the Rashi. L'shon Ketz, Kadama Ochel Tainim B'Kinuach Suda, like a person eating figs for his dessert. So it's like dessert, like the dessert from Mizbeach. So anyway, so the Ketzam Mizbeach, that's the regular Mishmar. They get those, that. Okay? All right, everybody good? Okay, let me just do a little adopt, and we'll do one more Mishnah. And then... Yeah, so on the second night, so the Shechianu was only going on the Yom, not on the Mitzvah. In other words, once you've done the Mitzvah, then you're not making Shechianu on the Mitzvah anymore. So let's say on the first day I make Lulav, I say Shechianu, and then the second day I don't say Shechianu again. I already did the Mitzvah the first day. But there's still, in terms of the Yom, there we treat it like it's a new day. Like for the Mitzvah we do one way, but for the Yom we do it a different way. So the Shechianu is only going on the Yom, not on the Sukkah on the second day. All right, now, upon entering the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, one recites two brachot.
But it's the Yom that triggered the original mitzvah.
It's true. Okay. Now, he says, one recites two brachot after Kiddush. The blessing on the Sukkah and Shechianu. Shechianu is a blessing that is recited in times of joy and newness. Is recited at the start of a festival when a mitzvah is performed for the first time in its new season. Since the brachot of Shechianu is recited throughout the year, is considered tadir in comparison to the brachot of Shepa Sukkah. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana maintains that one must recite Shechianu before Leishei B'Sukkah because the general rule, Tadir B'Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodam, the more frequent mitzvah takes precedence. The Gemara concludes, contrary to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, the bracha Leishei B'Sukkah should be recited before Shechianu. The Rush explains that Baruch Hashem, the first time Sukkot, serves a dual function. I think this might be what you were thinking of, Fern. He says it marks the joy experienced at the start of a new festival, Sukkot. You have a new Yantiv, Shekhianu, and it marks the first performance of the mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. So the bracha of Kiddush is a bracha on the festival, and the bracha of the Yeshiva Sukkah is a bracha on the mitzvah Sukkah. The Rush explains it's logical to recite Shekhianu after both brachot, Kiddush and Sukkah, since the Shekhianu blessing refers back to both concepts. So I make Kiddush, then I make Yeshiva Sukkah, then Shekhianu, they both need Shekhianu. The day needs Shekhianu, and the mitzvah of Sukkah requires Shekhianu. So one Shekhianu after all the brachot on the first night. Now, this is what you were asking, Saul. In Chutz La'aretz, where 2 days of Yantar observed, Shekhianu is repeated during Kiddush on the second day. The second day is treated as though it is a Safek, possibly the first day. The Gemara Mem Vav says that one need not wait until the first night of Sukkot to recite Shekhianu. Rather, one may recite it when he builds his Sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, however, that our custom is to lay the recital of Shekhianu until the first night of Sukkot. In other words, it means like this. I don't even have to say Shekhianu during Sukkot on the Sukkah. I can say Shekhianu on Erev Sukkot on the Sukkah. So if I make Shekhianu on the first night, and that wasn't even Yantiv, I'm Yotze that Shekhianu on the Sukkah. I'm done with it, even though if it wasn't Yantiv. He says, the Rambam is of the opinion that even if one recites Shekhianu upon building a Sukkah, he must repeat the bracha during Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot. The Shekhianu recited upon building a Sukkah marks the joy of a mitzvah of Sukkah. However, another bracha is required at the onset of the festival to mark the joy of a new festival. So he says, the Rush argues that on the second night of Yantiv, the Shekhianu blessing serves only one function. Namely, it marks the start of the new festival. In Chutz La'aretz, the second night is treated as though it is the first night of the new festival. The mitzvah of Sukkah, however, does not require the bracha Shekhianu on the second night of Sukkot, because the bracha was already recited on the previous night, and as explained above, the Shekhianu blessing on the Sukkah may be recited even prior to the festival. So I think we got that covered. So for the Yantiv, I need to make a bracha Shekhianu. I need to make the Shekhianu during the Yantiv. So last night might have been the Yantiv, and I made a Shekhianu, but maybe it wasn't the Yantiv. Now tonight is Yantiv, so I need a Shekhianu. But the Shekhianu on the Sukkah, I don't need to have Yantiv to make the Shekhianu on the Sukkah. I can make the bracha of the Shekhianu, you know, 2 days before Sukkot, and I'm the Yotzei that bracha. So the bracha on the Kiddush on the second night is only going on the day. It's not going on the Sukkah. Consequently, the Rush rules that the order of the blessing should be reversed on the second night of Sukkot. Since the Shekhianu bracha concerns only the festival, it should be recited immediately after the bracha on the festival for the bracha of the Sukkah. Okay, I got to go. I got to do a few more lines, otherwise I'm not going to make the scene tomorrow night. Okay, just a few more lines, and then we'll pause for tonight, okay? So let's take a look back in the Gemara, the Mishnah. So Manitin, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbat, Bein L'Tana, Bein La'achareha. So we don't know what this means, but I'm going to explain to you based on the Maskana of the Gemara, because I'm just going to explain, if the last day of Yantiv comes out on a Friday, or the first day of Yantiv comes out on a Sunday. So he says, Bein L'Tana, L'achareha, you call Mishmarot Shabbat, B'kiluk Lechem Apanim. So it means like this, let's say I'm a Kohen, so I can't come, I got to come to Yerushalayim before Yantiv. In other words, that Shabbat is going to divide Lechem upon him. So if the last day of Yantiv was on a Friday, I have to stick around. In other words, I want to go home, but the last day of Yantiv is on a Friday. So I have to stick around in the base of Mikdash through Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, there's no way I can go home. Now, or if the first day of Yantiv is on a Sunday, I got to get to Yerushalayim before Shabbos. So I have to cool my heels in Yerushalayim. So he says, so Yantiv Shemuk Shabbat, Bein L'Tana Bein L'Achareha, you call Mishmarot Shabbat B'Chiluk L'Chapanim. So even in that situation, even though that Shabbos is not part of the Yantiv, that Shabbos is either Erev Yantiv or Istru Chag, all the Mishmarot are going to divide Lechem upon him because they had to be there. Why don't you take a Gemara, Meir? Okay. Chal Yod Yom Echad L'Havsik Bein Atayim, but if there's a day in between, meaning if last day of Yantiv is on a Thursday, or the first day of Yantiv is on a Monday, so I could, but it's a little easier maybe me to stick around. He says, Mishmar Shizmano Kavua Yonotel Eser Chalot. So the regular Mishmar would means that the regular Mishmarot would divide 10 Chalas instead of 12. V'amit Akev Notel Shtayim. And the other Mishmarot would divide the remaining two. Now, Uvishari Modashana, but otherwise, when it comes to Lechem Apanim, generally, Anichnas Notel Sheish V'yotzei Notel Sheish. Remember, the Mishmarot changed during the Lechem Apanim. So one Mishmar comes in, one Mishmar leaves. So at the Seder Lechem Panim is when they make the change in the Mishmarot. So the incoming Mishmar gets 6 the loaves, and the outgoing gets 6. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanichnas Notel Sheva. Rabbi Yehuda says the Mishmar that's coming in gets 7 get seven chalot. He says, by Yotzei no tel chamesh. So the Gemara is going to explain that the incoming Mishmar has to close the doors, which is a lot of work in the Beis HaMikdash, so we give them seven. And even though at the other end, you know, it would work out just as well, because another week he's going to get five, but we give it like a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So he says, Vayotzei no tel chamesh. Hanichnasim cholkim b'tzafon. The incoming Mishmar is on the northern side. That's more chashuv because they're incoming. That's where the Kodesh Kedashim, I mean the country Kedashim would be shekbed. But in the Azara, it means, he says, Vayotzim b'darom. The one that's exiting is in the south. Bilga is one of the Mishmarot. That's the name of the Mishmar, Bilga. Bilga, the Olam Cholekid b'darom. Bilga would always be in the Darom. In other words, they would always be treating as if the Mishmar Hayotze, and the Gemara is going to explain tomorrow, maybe you remember, that there was this... This woman who was from Bilga, and she married like this Greek tzard Yud, and she said terrible things. And the Gemara says that she must have heard it in the household. So the Chachamim with Koveya, that Mishmar always like is like sort of like a little bit of a patch to them, that they always have to be cholik in the south. Either the Tabat Takavua, the Tabat, there were 24 Tabaot when the animals were held down for Shechita, but you open the Tabat and close it. So the one for Bilga was permanently sealed, so they couldn't use it. They had to borrow a different Tabat. And he says, Chalonastuma, like their closet, their alcove was sealed off. They couldn't use their regular, everyone got an alcove. They couldn't use their regular alcove, their closet. It was sealed off because of what happened. Okay? All right, let me just do a few more lines of the Gemara, that'll be it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ma'im milafanel, ma'im milachareha. What I explained to you based on Maskana, but the Gemara doesn't know. What does milafanel milachareha mean? Ilay milafanel yom tov rishon, if milafanel means that Yom Tov Rishon is on a Friday, La'achare Yom Tov Achron, and then La'achare means last day of Yom Tov, which is on a Sunday, Hainu Shabbat Shabbatot Chag. So it's just the Shabbos that's the middle of the holiday. So we did that. We said Shabbos in the middle of the holiday, they all divided. El Lefaneha Yom Tov Achron. It means that the last day of Yom Tov comes out on a Friday, or La'achare Yom Tov Rishon, or the first day is on a Sunday. My Taima came into Hane Mekadmi, the Hane Ma'achre, means that in these situations, so all the Mishmarot have to get there early. If Yantiv, in other words, if Yantiv is on a Sunday, I can't come in on Sunday, I can't come in on Shabbos, I got to come in on Friday. So I'm going to be there for Shabbos. Or, so that's Hane Mekadmi, the Hane Ma'achre, or I got, I don't want to say stuck, but last thing Yantiv is on a Friday, so I have to cool my heels, you know, through Shabbos. Tiknu Rabbanah Milta, Keichel Nechlu Bahadeh Dadi. So the Chamim established, under those circumstances, everybody will share Lechem upon him equally. Okay. So remember, it's like the little Nomar Dam song about Chum Shalim Yerushalayim is the rebellion. Where did anybody sleep? You know, like the Gemara says that everybody found place to sleep. All right. All right. Now, okay, I think this is going to be it for tonight. Let me just say a few things. Let me just end this and then we'll talk. Give me one second. One second.